Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It's Monday, September 15th, and we're starting the week with a bit of a positive tilt. Equity futures are pointing to a modestly higher open.
That's right, building on that strong finish from last week where the S&P and NASDAQ both notched new record highs. But it feels like the market is holding its breath a little, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The sentiment is what I'd call cautiously bullish. All eyes are on one thing this week, the Federal Reserve. The September FOMC meeting kicks off on Wednesday.
So, what's the expectation? Is a rate cut a done deal?
Oh, a 25 basis point cut has been fully priced in for ages. That's not the story. The real focus will be on the Fed's updated economic projections and, crucially, the new dot plot. The market is expecting 75 basis points in cuts by the end of the year, so traders will be dissecting every word from Powell to see if that's still on the table.
Got it. So the cut itself is noise. The forecast is the signal. Let's look overseas. What was the mood in Asia overnight?
It was a mixed bag. Japan was closed for a holiday, but China's data was underwhelming. Industrial production growth slowed to its weakest pace of the year. The Shanghai Composite slipped about 0.3% on that news.
And more friction on the trade front, I see. China launching new investigations into U.S. trade policy?
Exactly. That's happening just as negotiations continue in Madrid. It just adds another layer of complexity. Meanwhile, Europe is faring a bit better this morning, with most major indices trading in the green.
All right, let's bring it back home and talk about the stocks making moves. And we have to start with Tesla. It's absolutely ripping higher in the pre-market.
It really is. Up over 5%. Two major catalysts here. First, CNBC reported that CEO Elon Musk bought nearly $1 billion worth of shares on Friday. That is a massive vote of confidence.
$1 billion? Wow. What's the second piece?
Bloomberg is reporting that the company's factory in Germany is upwardly revising its production plans for the rest of the year. So you've got the CEO buying and production ramping up. That's a potent combination for the bulls.
A very different story for another tech giant, NVIDIA, which is trading down about 2%. What's going on there?
That's that China headline again. Regulators there have apparently found NVIDIA to be in violation of the country's anti-monopoly law. It's a definite headwind for the stock to start the week.
So we're seeing this continued strength in mega-cap tech and consumer names, but it's not lifting all boats, is it? The analysis suggests the breadth is a bit mixed.
That's the key takeaway. You're seeing leadership from sectors like tech and consumer discretionary, but healthcare and small caps are lagging. It's a market being pulled higher by its biggest players. It's why we're seeing new highs on the indices, but not every stock is participating.
Any other single stock stories catching your eye?
A few, for sure. BlackRock is planning a huge investment of up to $678 million in British data centers. On the M&A front, VF Corp is selling its Dickies brand, and there are whispers that a deal for TikTok's U.S. operations might be near.
Okay, so with all this news swirling, let's get technical. What are the key levels traders should be watching for the S&P 500 ETF, the SPY?
For the SPY, the big resistance level to watch is 660. If we can get a sustained break above that, it could trigger more buying. To the downside, the first area of support comes in around 650, then 645.
And crucially, what is volatility telling us?
Volatility remains incredibly subdued. The VXX has been in a declining trend, which shows a lack of fear in the market. As long as volatility stays low, it provides a supportive backdrop for equities.
So putting it all together, what's the game plan for today?
The plan is to stick with what's working. Favor those mega cap tech and consumer discretionary names that have momentum. I'm watching a name like Micron for a potential continuation of its recent strength. But given the mixed breadth and the big Fed meeting on deck, it's essential to maintain tight stops.
Great summary. It's a cautiously bullish start to a massive week for the markets. Thanks for the insights.
Anytime. The key is to stay nimble. Don't get complacent at these highs, especially with the Fed on the horizon.
That is your Morning Dose. Have a profitable trading day, everyone.